今天晚上要用这个题目七十个七次来做我们互相勉励。
Tonight I'd like to use this topic that is 70 times 7 as our mutual encouragement.
可能有人已经对这个题目相当了解了。
Perhaps there are some of us who are very familiar with this topic.
我可能是其中一个。
And I'm probably one of them.
可是为什么要谈这个题目呢？
But why do we want to talk about this topic?
差不多前一个月我去了多米尼加。
About a month ago, I went to Dominicus.
去了那边信徒跟我分享一个见证。
And while I was there, the members there shared with me this testimony.
他提到说有个外教会的姐妹。
Now there's a sister from another denomination.
他见证说这个主耶稣带他去看地狱。
She testified that the Lord Jesus brought her to see the hell.
他说地狱很热。
And that,
而且虫很大。
She said that the hell is quite hot, and also the worms are quite big.
这个外教会姐妹说她在地狱里面看到 Michael Jackson.
And the sister of this other denomination said that she saw Michael Jackson there in the hell.
她也看到 John Paul II, 就是那个 John Paul 那个天主教那个教皇不久前过世的那一个。
And also John Paul II, which was the Pope of the Catholic Church.
他也见证他看到其他的名人也在下面。
And she also testified she saw many famous people down there.
那我当然跟你一样听了以后，有点吓一跳，笑一笑。
And so as I heard this, I was surprised and I laughed in my heart.
那可是让我更惊讶的是，让我更扎心的是，他在下面的那一段。
But what penetrated my heart was what comes next.
这个外教会姐妹她到地狱看到她的曾祖母在地狱里面。
And so this sister testified when she was there, she saw her great grandma.
那她就问主耶稣说，为什么我的曾祖母在地狱？
So she asked Lord Jesus, why is my great grandmother here in the hell?
主耶稣回答她说，因为她没有赦免人，所以神也不赦免她。
Jesus answered, because she did not forgive other people, therefore the Lord did not want to forgive her.
那么这句话就扎在我心中，因为我知道说这是圣经上的一段话。
And so this word penetrates it's deep in my heart because this is a word from the Bible.
我们来看一下马太福音十八章。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 18,
二十一节到三十五节。
Verse 21 to 35.
马太福音十八章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 18.
二十一节到三十五节。
Verse 21 to 35.
二十一节。
21.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？二十二节。
22.
耶稣说，我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。二十三节，天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账。二十四节，才算的时候，有人带了一个欠一千万银子的来。二十五节，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。二十六节，那仆人就俯伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我。”将来我都要还清。二十七节，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。二十八节，那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴，欠他十两银子，便揪着他，捏住他的喉咙说，你把所欠的还我。二十九节，他的同伴就俯伏殷求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。三十节，他不肯进去，把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。三十一节，众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。三十二节，于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你因求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。”三十三节，你不应当连续你的同伴，就像像我连续你吗？三十四节，主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。三十五节，你们个人 若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。这个彼得问主耶稣一个问题。
Peter asked Lord Jesus one question.
如果我们看上下文的话，看到这个马太福音十八章的十五节一直到十七节。
If we read from verse 15 to verse 17,
特别是在十五节圣经上说如就说弟兄得罪我们的话，我们就跟他讲，那如果他道歉了，我们就赦免他。
And so here says, if a brother sinned against you, you should go tell him, and if they confess their sins, then you should forgive them.
所以彼得因为主耶稣讲这些话，他就问主耶稣说，那我原谅我的兄弟七次够不够？
And so Peter, because Jesus said this, he asked, if I would forgive my brother seven times, is that enough?
那主耶稣就说不是，不是的，是七十个七次。
So Jesus said no, but 70 times seven.
那请问什么叫做七十个七次呢？
So we ask, what is 70 times seven?
其实要回答这个问题啊，我们就是要看这个二十三节一直到三十五节。
If we want to answer this, we have to read from 23 to 35.
那二十三节到三十五节是所谓的没有怜悯心的仆人的比喻。
And so this is a parable of the unmerciful servant.
这个我们故事都很熟。
Of course, we know about the story.
这故事这主人就像代表主神。
So the master is of course the Lord God.
这些仆人呢，都象征的是神的信徒。
And these servants refers to his members, the members of believers.
那么，我们当然知道这故事是在讲什么。
Of course, we know what the story is talking about.
可是其实这个比喻呢，是要讲解什么叫做七十个七次。
But this parable is to explain what does it mean by 70 times seven.
我相信这个彼得听到说七十七次，他想说那什么叫七十个七次
？And so Peter heard this 70 times seven. So what does that mean?
彼得绝对问的，是不是四百九十次
？And so then Peter of course will ask, would it be 490 times?
那这个比喻呢？主耶稣讲过，就是天国的奥秘。
And so Jesus said that the parables are the mysteries of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们要去了解这个奥秘，我们才知道怎么进到神的国里面去。
Therefore, we have to understand the mystery so that we may enter the kingdom of God.
那这故事里面呢，只有一个人在赦免，就是这个主人。
And in the story, there's only one person who forgives, and that would be the master.
我们来看主人怎么来赦免，我们就知道什么叫做赦免七十个七次。
So when, if we examine how the master has forgiven the servant, then we know what does it mean to be forgiven 70 times 7.
那我们来思考怎么应用在我们生活上。
And then we should study how we can utilize this in our lives.
首先呢，赦免七十个七次啊，就是说，不管有多少欠债，多少的欠钱都赦免了。
For first of all, 70 times 7 means that does that matter how much the sum or the amount, it will all be forgiven.
这里主耶稣讲到一个仆人欠主人一千万银子。
And here the servant owed the master 10,000 talents.
我想这个仆人欠这一千万银子不是一天欠这么多，应该是累积出来的。
And so it must not be that this is something like he accumulated within one day. It must be accumulated throughout the years.
那这个人绝对是不会做生意，不然就是老是做错事情。
And so this person must be a person who does not know how to handle business, or that he always make mistakes.
每次做错事情就这个欠钱了。
Every time he makes a mistake, he will owe money.
所以我们可以想说，这个人应该是个大笨蛋吧。
And so this person must be quite a big fool.
一直做到欠这么多，欠了一千万银子。
And that he continuously committing mistakes.Until he owed 10,000 talents.
这个一千万银子哦，可能是美国的 one trillion dollar. 这个多少
？One trillion dollar.
一兆美金哦。
So it may be equivalent to one trillion dollars.
那相当的多的钱呢、啊、
？So this is quite a large sum of money.
那虽然这么大的数量。主人赦免他。
Even though it was such a great sum, but the master forgave all of the debt.
这也教导我们别人不管犯多少错，我们都要原谅他们。
So this teaches us whether However much people have wronged us, we have to forgive them.
有人说这婚姻呢，就是两个会赦免的人在一起。
People say that marriage is a union of two people who can forgive each other.
当一方不能赦免别人的时候，这婚姻就会造成很大的问题。
When one of the party cannot forgive the other, then the marriage will have problems.
那两个人不赦免的话，绝对会分开的。
And if both of them cannot forgive each other, then of course they will be separated.
那为什么要赦免？
Why should we forgive?
因为我们没有一个人是完全的。
Because there's none of us are perfect.
如果这个七十个七次是单纯的四百九十次的话，
If 70 times 7 is simply 490 times,
我们会很快就发觉到说啊，在一年以内可能四百九十次就用光了。
Then we'll discover very quickly within a year.The 490 times will be used up.
你今天说了一些话得罪我一次了。
Today you say something that hurt me, so one time.
你进来没有跟我打招呼又一次了。
And then you did not greet me a second time.
可能说不定不到一个月就用光了。
Within a month, probably it will be used up.
所以这七十个七次不是四百九十次，而是说不管有多少欠债，我们都要来赦免。
And so this 470 times 7 means that it does not matter how much there is, it has to be completely forgiven.
那这包括我们在教会里面，难免有时候我们会互相的得罪。
This also also includes the times we sin against or wrong each other within the church.
我们不要去数算到底有多少次。
We don't need to count how many times people have wronged
us. 当我们在数算的时候，我们就已经没有。原谅别人了，你看一次了，两次了，
if we begin
我都还记得。
To count, then we're not forgiving others because we're remembering what they have wronged us.
当然，我们是不可能忘记，可是我们数算到四百九十次的时候，那全部都爆炸了。
Because of course we won't be able to forget, but if we were to continue to count these, when we reach 490, we will probably.
那如果没有赦免的话，到最后不是。你离开教会，就是我离开教会。
And if we do not forgive at the end, it is not if you were to leave the church, it would be myself leaving the church.
所以主耶稣啊，在这里用这个主人和这个没有怜悯心的仆人啊，做个比较。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ used the master to compare with this servant who was unmerciful.
怎么赦免人呢？
So how do we forgive?
要有赦免人的心。
We have to have the merciful heart.
你看这个没有怜悯心的仆人，他。别人只欠他这个十两银子，十天的工价而已。
And you see this servant who was only someone else owed him only a few dollars.
因为他没有怜悯心，所以再怎么少，他都不原谅。
Because he has no heart of forgiveness, does not matter how little the amount is, he will not be able to forgive.
可是当有一个人有怜悯心的话，有这个赦免的心，不管有多大，他都可以向这个主人都可以赦免。
But if a person has a heart of forgiveness, does not matter how much the amount, he will be able to forgive just like the master.
所以最主要是我们审查一下我们的心态是什么。
So we need to examine our attitude in our heart. What is the attitude?
我们个性上是不是一个很不原谅人的人呢？还是愿意原谅别人的人呢？
In terms of character, are we a person who does not easily forget or forgive, or are we a person who can forget and forgive?
那如果我们不原谅别人的。这种个性，那我们要悔改。
And if we cannot forgive, then we have to repent.
好，我们谈第二个，什么叫七十个赦免七十个七次
？And so secondly, what does it mean by 70 times 7?
我们看这主人的赦免二十七节。
If we read verse 27,
十八章二十七节。
18 verse 27.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
And the servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
这个仆人欠了一千万银子。
And so this servant owed 10,000 talents.
在二十六节，他向主人祈求说：“宽容我，给我一些时间，我会全部还给你。”
Verse 26, he said, "Be patient with me." He begged, "I will repay."
如果生命是有限的
，If our life is limited,
那这一个人不知道他在说什么。
Then this person does not know what he is talking about.
他怎么可以在有限的生命还？将近一兆的钱呢
How can he repay millions or $1 trillion within his lifetime?
可是因为他祈求
But because he begged.
Okay. 那这个主人呢就动了慈心赦免他
So the master took pity on him and forgave him.
所以赦免人七十七次就是要有爱心有慈心
So to the 70 times 7 means to have mercy, to have pity on people.
Have love, yeah.
To have love on people.
这个主人其实说好，你叫我宽容你哈，我宽容你，给你时间，可是你还是要给我还一千万银子。
If the master took pity on him and say, okay, that's fine, then I'll give you time and you still need to repay me.
我看这个人，假如说要还一千万银子，我看这个重担啊，压得他可能活不下去啊。
Perhaps if he still had to repay that debt, stress or the load on him would be so heavy that he wouldn't be able to survive.
那二十七节这里说，主人说动了慈心。
And verse 27 said that the master took pity.
就说觉得他很可怜。
And that the master feel that he is a very pitiful person.
啊，所以不只是宽容他，让他有时间，他把全部的债务说你不用还了，我来还了。
So not only he did not ask him to repay, he said, "You don't need to repay anything. I will just take it."
想想看，天下有没有这么好的事情
？Is there such a bargain in this world?
我们要去体会这个仆人那时候的心情。
We need to understand the mindset of the servant at that time.
我们觉得说，天下有这么好的事啊，真的是可以大大欢呼跳舞啊，跳起来啊。
We would say that how can this be such a wonderful thing? We'll probably be jumping with joy and dancing.
所以，如果我们说赦免人，可是我们心中没有爱心、没有怜悯心的话，这个赦免有问题。
Therefore, if we say we forgive, if we have forgiven other people, but we have no love in our heart, then the forgiveness is in question.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有碰过这种情况。
I don't know if you have ever met.Encounter this kind of situation.
可能我们的配偶，还是我们的家人，还是我们的朋友。
Maybe it's our spouse, our family members, or our friends.
说我赦免你。
And they will tell us that I forgive you.
可是我不想跟你讲话。
But I don't want to talk to you.
我不可能会跟你说任何慈爱的话。
I don't want to say any loving words to you.
我不会啊，做任何对你微笑啊，还是对你做任何好事。
And I will not never ever smile to you or do any good thing for you.
如果这是我们配偶在讲的话。
And if this were spoken to us from by our spouse.
我们自己摸摸良心一下，哎，这个是不是叫赦免啊？
And so if we were to search deep into our heart, is this true forgiveness?
我们想说，这嘴巴说赦免，心里还在恨着我，还没原谅啊。
So we will know that of course you say you have forgiven me, but in your heart you still hate me.
同样，我们呢说别人，我们跟别人说我赦免你，可是哦，我不跟他笑，也不给他是慈爱，也没有爱心，对他没有爱心，这个赦免是有问题的。
Likewise, if we forgive other people, we say that, but we don't smile at them, we don't show them love, then that forgiveness is in question.
我们来看这个赞美诗435首，就是我刚刚所唱的那赞美诗。
And if we were to turn to the hymn book in 435, which was the hymn we just sang?
其实这是主耶稣怎么赦免我们。
This is how our Lord Jesus Christ forgave us.
在这个中间那一段，第三行。
In the third line.
这里说他不只是看到我们的错误，他看到我们的需求。
And so he looked beyond my fault and saw my need.
通常人们啊，就是啊，看到人的时候，就是我看到你的错误。
Usually when we examine other people, we see their faults.
有没有看到他需求？没有，很少了。
Very rarely do we see their good points.
那有时候我们看到别人的缺点，想要扩大啊，宣扬。
And sometimes we see others' faults or weaknesses, we want to broadcast it and make it even bigger.
可是主耶稣就是这样救我们。
But this is how Lord Jesus Christ saved us.
他看到我们犯罪。
He saw that we have sinned.
他看到我们的心灵空虚。
He saw that we are empty. We have empty hearts.
他看到我们需要救恩。
He saw that we need salvation.
所以他不只看到我们的错误，他看到我们的需要，他去满足我们的需要，希望我们不会再去犯罪。
So not only he has saw our faults, he also saw our needs, that he will prevent us from sinning again.
圣经上主耶稣讲个比，就是这个不结果子的这个无花果树的比喻。
And the Bible also mentioned about the parable of a barren fig tree.
有一天主人到了院子来看他无花果。
And one day this master went to the garden and examined his fig tree.
他跟员工说啊，我 来了三年了，看这个无花果树都不结果子，砍了算，不要让它占白占土地。
And he said that for 3 years I come to this place and this fig tree has never bear any fruit. I'm gonna just chop it down and burn it.
这个员工怎么说呢
？And how did the gardener said?
啊，让我把它挖一挖，加加肥，那再等一年，不长不结果子的话，那我们再砍下来吧。
Give me another year. I'll dig around the soil around it and give it more.Fertilization and see if you'll grow fruit. If after a year it does not grow fruit, then we shall chop it down.
所以这个员工看到可能这个果子不结果子的原因是什么，就给他足够的养分，希望他可以结果子。
So the caretaker knows the reason why the tree did not bear fruit, and he wants to give it the reasons or support it so that it may bear fruit.
那在圣经里面，主耶稣也这样教导我们。
The Bible also teaches it in this fashion.
其实我们对我们的仇敌呀，要有爱心啊。
That is, we need to have love towards our enemies.
我们放个书签在这里。
If we were to keep a bookmark here,
我来看这个路加福音第六章。
And turn to Gospel Luke chapter 6.
第六章的二十七节。
Chapter 6 verse 27.
路加福音第六章二十七节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 27.
第六章二十七节。
6 verse 27.
一直到这个三十节
till verse 30。
只是我告诉你们，这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好。28节
28。
咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。29节
29。
有人打你这边的脸，连那边的脸也有他打。有人夺你的外衣，连里衣也有他拿去。30节
30。
凡求你的就给他。有人夺你的东西去，不用再要回来。这以前我可能在这里有讲过。
And I perhaps talked about this before.
那其实这里就是不只是赦免，赦免就是也为他好，帮他祈求，帮助他可以归正，行对的事情。
And so to forgive, it's also to do good for them and to help them to turn back and do good.
那么我们要怎么做才会有对别人有怜悯的心，才会赦免他们。
So, what should we do that we may have this heart of love, and heart of mercy?
跟大家分享三点。
I should share with you 3 points.
第一点呢，就是我们大家所熟悉的祷告。
First of all, is that we all know this, that is we must pray.
但是这祷告呢，要效法主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
But as we pray, we need to learn from example of Jesus as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
把这些意见呢，主观放一边。
That put aside our own opinions and our own feelings.
那我们来求圣灵的充满。
And to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那我们圣灵充满，很自然的就会有神的性情去赦免，有怜悯的心对他。
When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will be able to have the character of God.To forgive those people.
那如果没有的话，可能就是告诉我们，我们祷告其实能力很缺少。
Without this, then it will tell us that we really lack power from prayer.
那么第二
，secondly，
就是我们在看圣经的时候，我们可以去体会到主耶稣怎么爱我们。
As we read the Bible, we can try to feel how the Lord Jesus Christ how He has loved us.
我们学习圣经的榜样。
To learn from the examples of the Bible.
主耶稣神的榜样。
To learn from the example of Lord Jesus Christ and examine his characters.
第三。
And thirdly.
我用的方法是，我绝对相信神是公义的。
The method we should use to is to believe that our Lord is just.
有时候我们没有这样相信。
Sometimes we don't fully believe this.
如果我们真的相信的话。
If we truly believe this.
我们不会，我会觉得那个人很可怜。
We will feel that that person is really pitiful.
因为他做错事情，他要下地狱。
Because if he were to done something wrong, he has to go to hell.
这是神的公义。
For that is the justice of God.
那我们自然而然就会觉得说，哦，他真的很可怜，要下地狱，为了做一件错事要下地狱。
And then we'll feel pity for him because he had done something wrong, that he has to go to hell.
我们会去体会说，用一种爱心会体会，哎，他是无知啊。
And without love, naturally, we'll feel that he done this without knowing.
如果没有爱心的话，我们就想想看，他是无知啊，很自然而然，我们就对他有怜悯的心了。
If we have love, then we know that he did this out of unknowing, and then we'll have pity for him.
那如果没办法 去怜悯人的话。
And if we cannot take pity or have mercy on others,
我们就想想看，如果我是那一个人，
then let us think about what if we are that person.
我做错这件事。
I did this thing wrong.
现在是我下地狱。
And now if I have to go to hell,
多热啊！
It will be really hot.
地狱有多热？
How hot is hell?
啊，请有机会去这个凤凰城，暑假的时候去那边太阳站个六个小时。
And if you want to experience, you can go to Phoenix, Arizona.In the summertime, and stand out in the sun for 6 hours.
六个小时就够了。
Only 6 hours would be enough.
你就会觉得说那个人有够可怜的。
And then you'll feel that that person truly is quite pitiful.
地狱有多痛苦
？How painful is hell?
啊，有没有人去推拿过？被人推拿
？Have you ever been to the Have you ever gotten massage before?
不是 massage， 不是按摩，那是按摩 ，chiropractor。
Chiropractor before.
推拿是很舒服，那个。不是，按摩是很舒服，推拿是很痛苦。
So to get a massage is quite comfortable, but to visit a chiropractor is actually quite painful.
最近小弟这个脊椎骨不太好。
And recently my spine isn't quite well.
那有些人看到我站的时候姿势不太对。
And some people see that as I stand, I don't stand very well.
我自己不知道问题，有天就去这个推拿师去推拿。
And so one day I went to the chiropractor.
发觉到很苦哎。
And I discovered that it is quite painful.
那个推拿师跟我说啊，有人说啊，那个他的推拿的房间啊，应该外面写个招牌。
And so the chiropractor told me, one person said that he should write this thing on his door.
屠杀室。
This is a butcher's shop.
对。真的像杀牛杀猪一样，杀的人在那哀叫。
And so it is as in a butcher shop that you can hear all these different cries.
如果我们不原谅别人啊，可能就是换我们下去地狱，就这么苦啊。
If we don't forgive others, it will just be we'll be like them going down to hell, suffering just like this.
想想看，这个人有够可怜的。如果不可怜的话，我觉得我很可怜的。我做的错事，我就下地狱。
And so that person will be truly very pitiful. If not, if we are in their shoes, then we're really pitiful because we have to go to the hell.
所以我们很自然会对那个人有怜悯的心。
So then, very naturally, we'll have this love for that person.
第三个方法就是相信神是公义的。
So the third method is to believe that Lord God is just.
可是通常我们不相信，所以我们自己用这些方法。
Usually, we don't believe this, so therefore, we use our own methods.
好，我们讲第三点，什么叫做完这个七十个七次的赦免。
And then, so thirdly, what does it mean by 70 times 7?
我们来看35节。
If we turn to verse 35.
马太福音18章。
Matthew chapter 18.
35节。
Verse 35.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
This is how my heavenly father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brothers from your heart.
所以第三个这所谓的七十饶恕，就是说从我们心中啊去饶恕我们的兄弟。
So what does that mean by 70 times 7 is to forgive our brothers from our hearts.
那当然这也包括外邦人啊。
Of course, this will include forgiving the non-believers.
这不是在装这个，有人会钻这个什么漏洞啊？圣经上没有说这个要原谅外邦人，说我可以恨。
So the, some people would try to say that the Bible didn't tell us we need to forgive non-believers, therefore we can hate them.
其实我们都是亚当出来的。
In fact, all of us, we are the descendants of Adam.
都是亲戚，也是弟兄。
We are all relatives and brothers.
好，那么什么叫做从心中饶恕我们的弟兄呢？
So what does it mean to forgive our brother from our heart?
我不知道大家有没有想过。
I don't know if you ever thought of this.
我们应该想这个问题。
We have to think about this.
因为说不定我们常常在做，我们自己以为我们饶恕别人了，从心中饶恕别人，可是我们常常在做这个没有心中没有饶恕别人的事。
And so though we know this, but we don't do this often that to forgive other people from the bottom of our heart.
那通常呢，我们所做的就是报复。
So what we will usually do is we will take revenge.
我相信大家都同意吧。如果有报复的话，那就不叫做从心中赦免人了。
I believe you agree that if we were to take any revenge, then that would mean that we have not forgive them from our heart.
那通常我们怎么报复呢？
So how do we take revenge?
他伤到我。
that this person had hurt me before.
我要告诉给别人知道，我的用意是要使他难堪，让他出丑。
I want to tell others about it so that that person can feel ashamed or that we want to discredit him.
这让他很难看。
And to cause him to feel bad or ashamed.
我相信我们大家都有做过这种事。
I'm sure that all of us have done this.
这个不叫做从心中原谅。
This does not mean to forgive from our heart.
如果从心中原谅的话，我们如果真要讲事实的话，我们不心中不会有那种恨，想要去侮辱他、毁谤他、
And if we are only talking about facts, then from our heart we will not want to slander that person or hurt that person or cause blemish for that person.
那时候报复呢，还有人比较更完美一点。
And to take revenge, some people would do it to perfection.
有句话说啊，君子报仇十年不晚。
That we can take revenge, even in 10 years.
啊，有些人呢，被得罪，他说好，没关系，我有耐心，我不跟你生气。可是等时间到了，你就要完蛋。
Some people would say that fine, you hurt me, it's okay, I won't take revenge right now, but when the time is right, then you will be in big trouble.
那这个有些人做的很有技巧，有些人做没有什么技巧。
And some people would do it with great techniques, and some without.
那就举一个例子啊。
For example.
啊，不久以前，日本和中国在吵太平洋一个小岛。叫钓鱼台啊。
Few years back, China and Japan are fighting for this piece of island.
啊，那边可能听说有这个石油在下面。
And it's assumed that there's oil underneath the island.
那中国有一个渔夫就去那边捕鱼。
And so the Chinese fishermen went there to fish.
那日本把他抓起来，就是说你侵犯我的国土。
And the Japanese government captured him and said that you have intrude into my territory.
那中国大陆把这个人要回来以后，
and after China has taken back that person,
他忽然这个中国说忽然有一就出了一个政策，
and then all of a sudden China has this policy.
说我们要保护我们的稀少的稀土了，这个 rare earth.
Saying that they need to protect rare earth.
这个稀土就是可以卖到这个日本的先进国家，他们可以制造这个电子的零件。
And so this rare earth was used by many of the other countries to when they manufacture electronics.
那中国讲很多理由啊，这个是我们的政策啊，为以后大家好啊，什么什么的。
And so they have this policy to say that they are protecting their country and it is for the benefit of all people.
可是我在想，没有日本人相信说这个是刚好碰巧啊。
But I believe no Japanese would ever think that this is the right thing.
It's coincidence.
Or coincidence.
而是中国在报复，说你这样做的话，你就等着瞧。
And it is China gesturing that if you were to do this, then there will be consequences.
所以人们知道说这个中国倒不好欺负的。
And so to the others know that China cannot be taken lightly.
那么我们来看一下罗马书十二章，我们看圣经怎么教导我们。
Let us turn to how the Bible is teaching us in Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章十九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 19.
罗马书十二章十九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 19.
罗马书十二章十九节。
Chapter 12 verse 19.
亲爱的弟兄啊，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：伸冤在我，我必报应。二十节。
20.
所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。二十一节。
21.
你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。啊，在这里圣经告诉我们说，我们不要报复。
Here Bible tells us not to take revenge.
啊。神会自己处理，神会用他的慈爱和公义来处理的。
Because God will take care of everything with His mercy and justice.
神要我们用善来胜恶。
God wants us to overcome evil with good.
我们真正的目的是要把一个罪人带到神的面前。
The real purpose for us is to bring a sinner to the presence of God.
那以恶报恶绝对是让两方对立，而且这个人绝对不会认识神。
And to repay evil with evil, it will cause it will only cause this opposition against each other, and it will not bring that person to the Lord.
那什么叫做从心中原谅我们弟兄，除了报复以外呢？
So what does it mean to forgive from our heart, other than not to take revenge?
就像这个马太福音所说的，这个主人说解放他了，释放他。
And so as in Matthew, the master just released him.
什么叫释放？
So what does it mean to release?
举个例子好了。
For example,
如果说有人得罪了我，
if a person sinned against me,
那这个人做错事情，有点严重，可是不至于死罪。
And this person did something quite severe, but not to the point of mortal sin.
好，那这一个人如果要成为宗教教育老师的话，
and so now if that person wants to become a religious education teacher,
还是要做什么圣工，
or that he wants to participate in any holy work,
当然我会用这个角度说他犯了罪，那现在做圣工像是不适合，我是为他着想，而不是说用报复的。
So we would think thatThis person has made this mistake, whether or not it is good for or beneficial for him to participate in this kind of holy work, is to think up on behalf of him, not to take revenge on him.
我会为他着想说，诶，他是不是多注重灵修，不要分心在这个做圣工上面。
I'll think that whether he should focus on spiritual cultivation, but not focus too much on just doing holy work.
那有时候人们就会这样做啦。
And then some people would do this.
你得罪我。
If you were to wrong me,
他已经改变了，也向我道歉了。
And that person has already changed and also has apologized.
不行，你就是不能做圣工。
We will say no, you cannot do any holy work.
五年后可不可以做圣工？
After 5 years, what about?
不行，因为你前五年前做这个坏事。
No, you can't because 5 years ago you had done this wrong.
十年后呢？
How about 10 years?
不行。
No.
OK, 因为你以前做那个坏事，你是不是不能做圣工？
Because you've done this committed mistake before, therefore you cannot participate.
我现在想说不是犯死罪的。
And I'm not talking about committing mortal sin.
我现在讲的是，那我有个问题，就是说，那我们要待多久才能叫他可以做圣工
？And so then I would question how much longer do we have to wait until they can participate in that work?
我看这个问题是在乎这个人，如果这人。看到这个人已经向他道歉了，又改变了，还不解放他的话。
And so this would depend on the person in question. If the person has apologized and confessed his sins and yet the other person won't release him,
那这可能要辅导，就是说不原谅的那一个人。
And then perhaps we need to go counsel the person who is unable to forgive.
因为我们就一直把他做错事紧紧绑住。永远不解开啊。
Because we hold on to that mistake and bondage forever, and we're not willing to release.
那到最后会怎么样呢？
So what will happen at the end?
我们来看三十五节。
If we read verse 35.
马太福音三十五节，请念一下。十八章三十五节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
天父也会这样子对待我们，如果我们不原谅别人的话。
If we don't forgive others, then our Heavenly Father will treat us the same way.
那我们应该怎么原谅别人？
So how should we forgive others?
我们来看哥罗西书三章十三节。
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 13.
哥罗西书三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 13.
哥罗西书三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。
Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
圣经上要我们去思考神怎么原谅我们。
The Bible wants us to think about how the Lord has forgiven us.
这个是怎么去赦免别人的要点方法。
A critical method of how we can forgive others.
请问大家，主耶稣怎么赦免我们
？So I ask you, how has the Lord forgiven us?
主耶稣怎么恩待我们
？How did the Lord give us grace?
我们要去想想我们自己做错什么事。
We have to think about what mistakes we have done.
我们看到别人做错事情的时候，我们想想看，我们自己有没有做同样的错事
？If we have witnessed other people have done something wrong, we have to think about Have we committed the same mistake?
八成绝对有的了。
Over 80% perhaps we have done the same thing.
天下没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
我们骂别人讲骂为善。
We say to other people they are hypocrites.
我们自己有没有讲骂为善过？
How about us? Have we ever been a hypocrite before?
我们说别人自私阴险，我们自己有没有自私阴险过呢？
We say that others are scheming and also selfish. What about ourselves?
当然也有啊。
Of course, we are the same.
不原谅他就是不原谅自己啊。
If we don't forgive them, that means we are not forgiving ourselves.
所以这个仆人真的很笨。
And so this servant is truly very foolish.
别人才欠他十两银子，他就逼着人不放。
The other servant only owed him only few denarii. He would not release him.
你就把当成这个主人给我们这个一千万银子花掉，这个十两银子没关系啦。
And the master has already forgave our 1,000 talents. This is only a few denarii. It should be okay.
庆祝都来不及了，还跟别人计较十两银子干嘛？
We should be celebrating. Why should we care about a few denarii?
那这个人真是因小失大，为了要得十两银子，连一千万的银子都得到了，还失去了。
And so this person, because he wants to gain little, and he lost quite a lot.
这让我想起一个故事。
And that caused me to think of the story.
提到说有个乞丐下神祈求。
This beggar who prayed to God.
他求，终于啊，神回答他。
He prayed for a long time, and then finally God answered him.
他神跟他说啊，你求凡是求什么事情 ，OK， 我会给你一倍，可是我给别人两倍。
God told him that if you does not matter what you pray for, I will give you that one time, but I'll give others two times, twofold.
说乞丐都开始想说，那我向神求一百万，那别人就要得两百万。
And so the beggar thought that if I to pray for 1 million, then other people will get 2 million.
如果求一个漂亮太太，那别人有两个漂亮太太。
And if I have one beautiful wife, the others will have 2 beautiful wives.
他越想说，那我不是世上更穷的人吗？
And then he thought that would I be even poorer than all the others?
那他怎么向神求呢？
So how did he pray to God?
神啊，请你挖掉我一颗眼睛吧。
Lord God, please take one of my eye.
他意思是说什么？说别人都可以全部瞎眼。
So what does he mean? That means all others should be blind.
那有没有人会像这种傻瓜这样祈求呢？
Will there be anyone who pray as this foolish person?
有时候会有啊。
Sometimes we would.
神啊，我要报复。
And Lord God, I want to have my revenge.
求啊，神啊，你要惩罚他。
Lord, please punish him.
那其实神惩罚他，也曾惩罚我们，我们罪更重了。
And if God were to punish him, then God will also punish us. Then our sin will be even deep more.
所以这个没有怜悯心仆人真的很傻。
And so this person without any love, he is really very foolish.
我也看到他很聪明。
But sometimes he may be wise.
他很会算。
He knows how to account for his money.
如有十两银子，那我不是有一千万十两银子嘛。
And if I have this few denarii, when I have 1,000 talent plus these few denarii.
可是太会算了，算到最后他自己吃亏。
But he counts too much. At the end, he suffered.
那么，所以什么叫做赦免七十个七次
？So what does it mean to forgive 70 times 7?
第一就是不管多少钱、多少欠债，都可以赦免。
First of all, does not matter what the amount is, we should be able to forgive.
这是神对我们的要求。
This is the request of God.
第二
，Secondly，
就是要有爱心、有怜悯的心。
That is, we need to have love and have mercy.
不只是说我赦免你，可是心中还是对他没有爱，没有怜悯。
Don't just say that I forgive you, but still have no love for that person.
第三呢，就是不会去报复啊，不会说人家坏话、攻击人呐、还是这个他所做错事啊，一直把贴标签贴的到死为止。
And 30 is not to continue to attack them, to remember their faults, and also label them until the time they die.
那为什么这个主人可以把这个他所就说赦免的债拿回来呢？
And so, how come the master can take back all of the debt that he had forgiven?
其实这是个约。
In fact, this is a covenant.
就像我们一样。 我们受洗的时候，其实跟神立了约。
Just like us, we have this covenant with God when we receive baptism.
在受洗的时候，神赦免我们一切罪过，也包括以后的罪过。
When we receive baptism, the Lord Jesus Christ forgives all of our sins, including the sins we were done in the future. 只要我
犯罪，我就说不小心犯罪，在求神原谅，神会原谅我们的。
And as long as we pray for forgiveness, God will forgive us.
这是个约定，这个是个约。如果毁约的话，神也不用守他的部分了。
And this is a covenant. If we were to break the covenant, then God would not need to keep his side of the covenant.
所以选择是我们的。
Therefore, the choice is within us.
我们要守约呢，还是要毁约呢？
Do we keep the covenant or do we break the covenant?
其实这是我们每一个人都要学习的功课。
And in fact, this is a lesson that we all have to learn.
我们早一日学习到这个赦免功课。
The earlier we can learn this lesson of forgiveness,
我们活得更加愉快，我们跟神更能的距离更加亲密。
And the more happy we will in our life, and the closer we will draw to God and also to man.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一同来唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.
436首。
Number 436.